Fine. Good evening. Welcome to the April 3rd, 2024 meeting of Law Enforcement and Public Safety. Roll call. We'll do that.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yes. Pledge. Sorry. Under Sheriff, would you lead it, please?
Sure.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Chair Hansen.
Present.
Deputy Chair Hewitt. Legislator Maloney. Legislator McCullough.
Here.
Legislator Walz.
Here.
So we do have a forum. Thank you. Approval of the March 6, 2024 meeting minutes. Any discussion on those meeting minutes? Okay, motion to approve the minutes of the March 6th meeting.
Great, thanks so much.
Second. So we pretty much know how that's going to go tonight, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Minutes are approved. We're going to get right into the resolutions. Good evening.
Good evening, sorry.
No, we just started. Resolution is 159, declaring Ulster County's intent to act as lead agency under the New York State Environmental Quality Review Act, Speaker, for the construction of a public safety radio tower, an apparatus is to be located at 1915-1925 Lucas Avenue in the town of Rosendale, Department of Emergency Services. Director Erickson, would you like to speak on this?
Sure. So just one thing, down at the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the 6 whereas, it says Tanchi Mountain, that he just spoke to Deputy Executive Capuano about that, need to be corrected to Rosendale site, because this resolution is for Rosendale, for Seeker. We're looking to put a public safety radio tower in the town of Rosendale.
Sure.
Behind the town building. We've been working with the town of Marbletown, town of Rosendale on this. It's a site that was identified to make the public safety radio system work in its entirety.
So this is the correct version?
No, we
need to amend it?
We need to amend that.
Okay.
Well.
And then the last where, the first page, last whereas, to reflect Rosendale.
Yep. Rosendale site, take Tanchi Mountain out and Rosendale site.
I changed it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
okay. The one I had.
Yeah, it was on that first page. Okay.
It was caught yesterday's meeting, so.
Yeah. Yeah, perfect. Thank you.
So it should say what?
Rosendale site.
Okay. So we need to amend it. It says Lucas Avenue site. So it's the last whereas on the bottom of the sheet.
Here's the.
How are you?
Lucas Avenue site would be fine too.
That's fine.
Yeah.
The way it's currently drafted is fine.
Yep.
All right. Very good.
Lucas Avenue site would be.
Okay.
Because that's the status.
Yeah. All right.
Sorry about the confusion.
No, that's fine. That's fine. That's what we're here for. I just want to please note that Legislative Hewitt is present. We are on the first resolution, so.
Thank you.
Okay, is there any other discussion or questions on this resolution?
Pardon my lateness, I was at a meeting about safety on the Midtown Linear Park, Sheriff. Good meeting.
No, it's fine. Okay, can we get a motion to adopt the resolution?
Second.
Okay, all in favor? Anyone opposed? Motion is carried. 4-0. Alrighty. Resolution number 170, approving the execution of a contract for $52,669.32 entered into by the county, Motorola Solutions, Inc., Department of Emergency Management. Director Erickson?
Yeah, so this is for maintenance to the public safety radio system, microwave services, local terror on-site response. It's a yearly contract that we signed with them to respond to and fix.
And this will run through 24.
Correct.
All right. Any discussion or questions?
I have a question. So is that the same thing that 9 Comco does? Is that like that you do it from providers, or do they do different things?
Yeah, so we contract directly through Motorola because all our equipment is purchased from Motorola. You could contract with 9 Comco. It would be a lot more expensive. And the individual, we contract directly with the engineer that works on our system. So we're not getting a subcontractor working on it. We're getting an engineer that's going to work directly on it.
Kind of cut off.
Correct, yeah.
Thank you. Okay, any other discussion questions?
Motion to adopt.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion is carried 4-0. Resolution number 171, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $11,450, causing the aggregate contract plus amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000, entered into by the county, Tectonic Engineering Consultants, Geologists and Land Surveyors, Department of Emergency Management. Director Erickson.
So we currently have a contract with Tectonic to do feasibility studies on different locations throughout the county to place radio towers. This amendment is two parts. One is for the FAA filing survey and FCC filing for the tower in the town of Worsing because it's right next to an airport. And the other one was adding a site to the feasibility study within the town of Lloyd on the Illinois town.
Okay. Any discussion or questions? Okay. Motion to adopt the resolution.
I'll make the motion to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion is carried 4-0. Resolution 172, appointing and reappointing members to the Ulster County Fire Advisory Board. So it's just it's a number of positions and people that are being appointed, recommendations of the chair of the legislature. Any discussion or question? It's pretty straightforward. Okay, motion to adopt the resolution.
Motion to adopt.
Do it. Second. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Resolution 173, authorizing execution of a grant application with required assurances for the United States Department of Justice, Office of Violence Against Women, Rural Domestic Violence, Dating Violence, Sexual Assault, and Stalking Program, Department of Probation.
So our Crime Victims Program, which is largely funded by grants, has been seeking other grants because they've been notified that there might be a cut in OBS, which is one of our biggest ones. So this was one of the ones they came across, and they want to try to apply for this grant, and they're working feverishly to meet the deadline of April 12th. There's no guarantees, but we want to just at least try for it.
And what is the amount, you know?
It's either, there's two levels, there's a $500,000 and there's a $700,000.
Okay, is there any discussion or questions? Okay, motion to adopt the resolution.
Make the motion to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Hewitt, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Resolution 174, amending the 2024 Ulster County Sheriff's Office budget, USSO Corrections Telephone Account Reserve Transfer, Ulster County Sheriff's. Sheriff?
Good evening, Madam Chair.
Good evening,
everyone. If we can recall, last year this was already approved, but because it came at the end of the year, we couldn't encumber it for this coming year. So hence we're back to square one. Initially, this was part of the three bids by the different food companies to enhance the cafeteria for the corrections officers. At the behest of the county attorney, we removed that request from the contract. So we decided that we would do a capital project on our own. Initially, we went and requested that we use the telephone reserve account. And there are two different accounts when I want to explain this properly, and I did send an email. One is the commissary account, which has to be used for the betterment of the people that are in the facility. And I have numerous ways that I've done that, whether it's also literacy or doing holidays, give money to the different individuals, to make all the individuals in the facility to make phone calls at no cost into their accounts. The telephone phone fund, however, can be used to offset the cost of the facility. And it get utilized with the approval of the legislature by the sheriff, but it can also be put in the general fund, which has not been the norm. We've used it to offset the cost of running the facility, whether it's getting transport vehicles for the jail, or in this case, requesting, and now because the price went up, it's about $115,000 from that fund to update the facility. And for those that have been there, you can see we just have like basic outdoor tables in a dining, cafeteria. The place needs a major upgrade. What do we get out of that? Well, it's a morale issue for the overworked staff that works there. And in turn, that overworked staff that has a place that has a decent place to eat will treat our incarcerated individuals better. And that's why we're requesting this amendment. Again, this was approved last year, but because it was encumbered and they didn't want to, there was a confusion on the different funds. They didn't want to use that. They wanted to use the regular general fund. And this is why we're asking to amend it for the 2024 budget.
Would you like to speak on this?
Sure. Great. Thank you. As the sheriff indicated, the budget amendment that was put forward last year happened, frankly, too late in the year. That was put in about, I think it was December, Sheriff. With the fiscal year ending, there was no time for the sheriff to get the funds encumbered, as he said, to get this work done. So we're back to amend the budget. As the sheriff said, there are two different funds here that can be used for this purpose. Again, the commissary has to be used for the inmates and for the wellness of inmates. The commission fund can be used for facility upgrades or facility improvements. Right now, if you look through where the corrections officers would have their typical lunch or dinners, it's really not in great working form. We want to update it so that we can have the hot meal served there as well. Again, corrections officers can't leave the facility for lunch breaks. They don't get that like we can. So we want to make sure that they have an adequate, safe place to have their lunch, their meals there, especially as we look at the mandatory overtime requirements, that there's a safe safe place that provides the meals for the sheriff's correction officers.
So again, for anybody that's new on the committee, we did pass this, and it just was the timing gave about 3 days. I think it was December 28th when it finally got to where it needed to be, and obviously we can't do that in before the new year. And again, if anybody has been over there, I know that Legislator Hewitt's been over there. It is a, I don't want to say basic, but it is.
I was going to say basic.
Okay, yeah. So it's basic. And especially for our employees that get mandated and are there for long stretches of time, it is something that we can do for them. So.
I'm wondering if there was a part of the budget for interior design so that it's designed in a way that's really comforting.
So the design that was put forward was basically setting it up looking similar to like a deli. So in other words, there'll be sandwiches on the midnight shift with this, again, they can't go out. Mm-hmm. By the way, I was out late last night. There's nothing open out there. So, for them to have a place where they can actually eat while they're working the midnight shift, and majority of the ships. But sometimes we'll serve something that the officer may not want to eat, but we'll have a vending machine there that they can grab something to eat, whether it's a salad or a sandwich.
I remember the tables were pretty basic, but I'm referring to things like couches or even video games.
No,
you don't want that. Not that relaxing.
So in the backup is all the equipment and everything that is put in there. If anybody wants, you have it in your backup, but I also printed a copy out. So that's there and available. And this is an appropriate way to fund this. That's the most important thing. So any other discussion or questions?
I just have one question. See, they want to transfer 136,922, but on this page, I see a total of 138.
I have, 136,922. And then what page are you looking
right
at?
Right here, appropriate, 138. Sure is.
I believe the 138 number is accurate. That's the.
So should this number say the same?
Yes, it should.
Okay.
It should.
This should say 138.
Very nice.
Good. Good catch.
Mm-hmm. Eagle eye.
It's
a wall eye.
Please. So, so let's see if I can get this right. So we need to make an amendment. So can I get a motion to make the amendment?
I'll make the motion to amend.
Second.
The fifth whereas to change from 136,922 to the amount of 138,870.
Fifth whereas also.
And then the eighth whereas. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Separate amendment. Yeah. Do it now. It's a second or just one amendment?
No, it's a second one because it's just the other one.
Okay. So can I get?
I'll make a motion to amend the
eighth.
Whereas.
I'll second that.
Second. Okay. So again, the same amounts in that eighth whereas. All right. And now.
I'll make a motion on the amended resolution.
Okay.
Second it.
All right. And on the resolution as amended.
I'll make that motion.
Okay. And a second. Everyone in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? Okay. Resolution is carried. Thank you for patience with that one. All right, resolution number 175, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $27,600, causing the aggregate contract plus amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000, entered into by the county, verified polygraph and forensic consultants, LLC, Ulster County Sheriff.
Good, I'm Sheriff.
Got it. Good evening.
Under Sheriff?
So this is a contract that we are in contract with to do polygraphs for all police and peace officers. It's a requirement by the state as well as accreditation standard. So it's just a yearly contract that we go to this company to get the polygraphs done for new hires.
I feel like we just did this.
Backgrounds.
Okay, so is there any discussion or questions?
What kind of questions are they asked? You're just trying to see if they would lie in general?
It depends on the situation, but we go through their background and we talk to them about all different stuff. I've never taken one, but it's a new accreditation standard, so I'm not really sure. I think they just try and see if you're lying or telling the truth about your background.
That's
past.
So it's a tool, and it's a combination of things that are used for verifying the background and you're telling the truth. This is psychological, there's a polygraph, and then there's questionnaires that you have to fill out. And all of that gets put in as the package of your background when you get your interview.
Thank you.
Sheriff, Dick Oven? Dick Oven? Was that the guy, the state police polygraph guy? That was...
No, I think we're using a company from Newport.
No, I meant, I'm just making
a mistake. Yes,
yes. Okay. Retired, was a retired trooper, right? I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to use him years ago.
So we are training individuals within the office so we can do them ourselves and not contract out. So the thing is, it takes, as well, if you don't know, it takes 6 months, and then you have to be trained by an actual polygrapher that's with you once you get trained. And what's good about that is we can do our own polygraphs and not contract out, and we can also use it for criminal investigations if need be in the future.
All right, any other questions or discussions?
I'll make the motion to adopt.
Okay. Second?
Second.
All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion is carried. Resolution number 176, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $28,203.83, causing the aggregate contract plus amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Watch Systems LLC, Ulster County Sheriff.
Take this one, too. So this is a yearly contract as well with software that helps us track our sex offenders. And it allows the public to be able to see where the sex offenders are. So yearly maintenance and maintenance fee.
I'll make a motion to adopt.
Mm-hmm. Is there any Is there any discussion or questions?
This amount, it doesn't matter how many offenders you have, right? Did Christ say?
Correct.
Okay.
And this is a two-year contract? A little over 2 years?
Yeah.
All right.
So add on to that, this offender watch, it's not only used by the Ulster County Sheriff's Office, but every police agency. It's in the county. Mm-hmm. And there's also, if you go into the Sheriff's app, you can have access to the Republican certain levels of sex offenders, the more severe ones.
Thank you. Right, a motion to adopt.
Make the motion to adopt.
Second?
McCullough.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Good job.
Motion is carried. And that's it for resolutions. Forthcoming resolutions, we are working, still continue to work on these wellness positions that going forward we will be bringing out. I don't know if there's any thing on correction, any update on corrections office updates. I don't see.
For those that haven't been to the facility, I'd like you to come and we'll give you a brief on how everything operates. And I'm sure you saw the article that came out in the paper regarding how we got to where we are. We're still down 17 full-time COs and 10. Part-time COs. We started the professional standards division that has recruitment and retention, so we're going to continue to do that. We're looking at doing a recruitment video. Again, these are fairly good-paying jobs. It's just the avalanche of the pandemic and anti-law enforcement sentiment, and a job that really is not as glamorous as other jobs, being a corrections officer, even though it's a pretty tough job. And so we're going to continue to move forward. We're in the process actually now of doing our own staffing analysis with the National Institute of Corrections. Our team's getting trained up, and we should have something ready in May. And we'll bring that here to you to explain staffing analysis and the differences and what is classifications. So that they can't put certain gang members that are opposing gang members in the same housing unit. You can't put men and women together in housing units.
certain sex offenders you can't put. So there's a classification issue that we're required to adhere to with the State Commission on Corrections. They're actually coming in and doing an inspection April 16th. And we get them, they show up everywhere at accredited jail, and they show up sometimes unannounced to do inspections. But this one is an annual inspection that they're coming in to do. And the Sheriff's Office Corrections Division is up for reaccreditation this year. Once we get reaccredited, it's for 5 years. So what does that mean? It tells the state that we are a functioning correctional facility with all the required the mandated training and policies and regulations that come down from the state.
Sheriff,
what is the hourly rate for the part-time correctional officers, and are they part of the union?
They are part of the union, and what is the what?
The starting hourly rate? Approximately, I'm just curious.
I don't think it's like $24 or $23
an hour. $23,
maybe.
Right.
Thank you.
You have no concerns that you'll be...
I'm really sorry, my hearing is really bad.
Do you have any concerns about being accredited?
How many what?
Do you have any concerns about being accredited?
I don't. We have been an accredited agency for quite some time, and they come in and start unannounced. And although they find small things, we fix them on the spot. And that's why I appreciate when they show up and do inspections, because it keeps us on our toes. And that's what they're supposed to do, and we're supposed to make sure that we adhere to the policies of the state.
Do you find out those results right away, or is there a waiting period?
Once they certify us as being accredited, they'll come down and there'll be like a ceremony saying that we're accredited and good for 5 more years.
Okay.
So we usually know within it's like a 4 or 5 day inspection.
Okay.
We usually know what happened. All
right. And do you have a checklist of prior things you have to fix so maybe be ahead of that?
Sorry.
Do you have a checklist of what's required?
What's required?
Yeah.
As far as the policies and procedures?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely. There are critical standards that we have to have. And when you guys come over, I'll show you all that.
We will.
An open invite.
You're going to do that thing where you put us in the cell and like give us a few minutes, like walk away.
Actually, they don't do that anymore. Things have changed.
Isn't there a salary study in the works? And
it
where
will be
is
done
that?
In May.
In
correct.
May?
Correct.
Okay.
All right. Anything else for new business?
I'd like to update everyone on the Midtown Linear Park meeting I was just in. County Executive Metzger and Mayor Noble presented and just brought a lot of the community partners together from Midtown, business owners, nonprofits, law enforcement, Oracle. Juanita did a great presentation. And I think we're making progress, and the key to the safety on that trail, I think, is collaboration. Yeah, great job, guys.
My son Ray, he's standing. He just asked me when I would get to do the meeting. So I just wanted to thank everyone for coming to our open house. It was really important, and we felt very supported by this committee specifically because everyone in this room from this committee was here, actually, all of the legislators in the room. We're at our open house. We are going to have resolutions the next cycle. I'll probably be talking to you guys about them. And, you know, we're going to issue a first 100 days report, or a newsletter, rather, in a few days. I think it's the first 100th day is on Monday. So it's been a very busy time, but we're really grateful for the support. I'm sure some of you... So we did a joint press conference at the Sheriff's Office with regard to the traffic fatalities, and you know we're in a good spot, but you know the work doesn't stop. So thank you.
Can I ask a question for a follow up?
Absolutely.
You know, obviously, when we did the tour, mm-hmm. you know, there was a lot to be desired. I know there's a desire to stay close to the court, but down the road, if there was adequate and good office space available that wasn't in that part of town where you might have to send a courier a couple of times a day, do you think that's something that, or is it pretty much you got to stay in that part of?
I think at this moment we need to stay put. I will say that as I think I'm one of the few kind of management staff members that has worked elsewhere. I mean, the court really needs to adopt electronic filing. I don't know if I'm speaking your own term, but that would really be a game changer if we had electronic filing in county court. Many other states have it. All federal cases are electronically filed. I'm seeing the public defender nod because I think it would make, our case files and our discovery is all electronic, but the court is still using paper files. And that's what kind of creates that need for us to be in or near the courthouse because of that lag time. But I don't think it's not an option. I think in this moment we would prefer to be close. I think also in terms of grand jury, which is something the DA only performs, the grand jurors, I think, get a sense of the importance of the work that they're doing when they are actually in the courthouse. But I don't think it's a non-starter. But, at this moment, until I don't know that there are plans for them to move to electronic filing. But that's a great question. I want to back here next month. I'm going to give you an update on that.
In informal talks I've had with a couple of folks is that there's really, what I've heard is there isn't any space available. So that's why I was thinking if there was.
There's no space available today. But there might be some opportunities. I know we're working with Jamie on that. It is something that is the next on the list in terms of priority.
Thank you.
I have a question. I know how much paper we saw in all the boxes that you use. The executive office and the legislative offices are required to use 100% recycled. Do you know if your office is also required?
Yeah.
Good. Thank you.
Do we know what's holding them from going to electronic? Is that something that we can influence as legislators, or is it just entirely up to them?
Probably OCA. Court administration, but like I said, to legislator Walls, it is something I'm going to look into because I'm curious. I was admitted in New Jersey for many years, and everything's electronic there, so there's not a reason. And it would improve a lot of things, I think. I know the Hall of Records also holds a lot of our cases for the tax clerk, so I think it is worthwhile to at least have an answer to this question.
Okay. Does your son have any questions for us?
Do you have any questions,
Ryan? District attorney. Junior district attorney. Okay. Anything under old business? All right. Can I have a motion to adjourn? Second?
I'll make the motion. Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Meeting adjourned. Thank you, everyone.